This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome, everyone. Lady Softball on the air. Greg Parrish, Jason Summers bringing you this doubleheader tonight on the road. Fairfield and Lady D's going at it. One inning in the books, and Greg, Lady D's got on the board. They're opening at bat, getting one run across, and a nice start here for the Lady D's.
We did, Jason. The top of the first, Sydney Weldon had a long double to center field, burned the center fielder, and Kelly Baker brought her home with a solid single to left field. 1-0 Albia in the second.
And we've got Cheyenne Putoff designating hitting tonight. She's at the plate right now. 2-0 count here on Cheyenne. Just underway here, second inning, 1-0 Lady D's. Here's a ground ball, sharp hit to the shortstop. Picked up, gobbled up, threw over to the tall, lengthy first baseman for the first out of this top of the second inning. That'll bring up Anna Riley.
We got some little change in the lineup, and we might have got a different one. Peg and Bossard actually batting. Not sure if something's up with Anna, and if we did a late scratch or what it is. We'll see what we can find out.
Foul ball on the opening pitch. Try to get that update. But right now, as we go to the top of the second inning, one away. 1-0 Lady D's. And great, you've been following this team. Talk a little bit about where we're at in the process of the season. Foul ball that's going to float in out of play, and I'll set that up again. Where you come in 4-6, taking on a 6-4 Fairfield team. Yep. You knew there was going to be some shoes to fill off of the last year's team.
Well, the big loss, obviously, was our all-state pitcher, and when you lose Leah Kipfer, you got a big hole to play. Even though it's one kid, it's a pretty big hole. And we come in 4-7 after getting beat by Centerville last night. Hitting's been a little spotty. We're pretty good when we catch it. Most teams can say that. A couple of our younger players stepping up, and they're getting lots of opportunities. This is a team with a couple of seniors and a lot of freshmen, sophomores on it.
We have found that watching over the years, those young teams struggle a little bit early on, but if they can learn from those early experiences, they can get pretty darn salty by the end of the season.
I think this team's got a chance to be pretty good. They've got more speed than they've had in the past. The defense really has been pretty good. Pitching will come along. Kelly Baker's been a nice surprise. Lexi Van Pullen on the mound tonight. We'll talk about her in a little bit.
Now it's the second out of the inning as Tegan Bossert strikes out for out number two. Two away here, top of the second inning. Albia out front, 1-0. A big opening inning for the Blue Demons. Here's one of those seniors on the team, Alexa Paris. Foul ball up and out of play.
Should set the scene a little bit. If you've not been to Fairfield, it's a lovely facility.
Took me a while to get here, buddy.
Did you got a little lost, but a lovely facility. The 8 Fairfield fans seem to be enjoying it.
Here's a swing and a miss. 0-2.
Got a nice press box facilities. You can almost see the whole field from where we are.
We're really ripping our friends here from Fairfield. They've been kind to let us squeeze up in here, and we're going to tease them all we can. Here's a foul ball up and out of play. Count remains 0-2, 2 away. Top of the second inning, 1-0 Lady D's. Double hitter tonight, so Greg and I'll have you for the full night. You're buying a Taco John's on the way home, I think.
If somebody out there can stay with us for 2 full games, they should send their name into the radio station. They'll win something.
We will, we've given away a mustard-stained T-shirt in the past, and that still may be in the makings. Here's a foul ball, staying alive. Good job for you, staying alive. 0-2 to keep working the pitch count. Well, I've been watching baseball with the junior son and broadcast the first baseball game last night. And then to come here, I love the game of softball. Yep. The closeness, the speed of the game, it's fun to broadcast, and I miss it.
It's a fast game, too. If you've not been around it very much, most folks would enjoy that. It moves quickly. Fairfield, known for trying to hit the outside corner and a lot of change-ups.
There's changeup. Go right up the middle. It takes a friendly bounce for the Trojans, and that rolls right to the well, that would be a certain single for Paris, but unfortunately it hit right off the rubber, right up in the hands of the shortstop, and 6-3 put out for out number three, and we'll go to the bottom half of the second inning. Albia still out in front, 1-0. When we come back, Greg Parrish, Jason Summers bring you Lady Softball all night long. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Bottom of the half of the second we go. Albie out in front, 1-0. Greg Parrish, Jason Summers here. Greg, Albie is out on defense. Let's set this defensive alignment up for the Lady D's.
Let's do Jason out in the outfield from left to right. We've got Kinsey Armwin. We've got, hang on a second. Sydney Weldon in center field and Alexa Paris in right. Be with you on the infield in just a second.
There's a pitch on the outside corner. 1-1 the count on the batter.
Alex Casebolt to third. Tara Selby at short. Tegan Bossert at second. Kelly Baker at first. Weldon on the mound tonight. And Emma Dineen doing the catching.
Here's a changeup that gets popped up. A short floater that falls into the hands of the shortstop, Tara Selby, one of the outstanding seniors on this Lady softball team. And, we're short in numbers of seniors, but you take the number of innings those seniors have played, and they'd add up to some serious numbers.
There's a lot of kids on this team that have played a lot of state softball tournaments, regional softball tournaments. They do bring some experience, a lot of softball.
One away here, and that'll bring up Sydney Burnett. I believe if I can read your handwriting, it's almost as bad as mine. You sure you're not one of the doctors out there instead of just the CEO? Because that looks like a doctor's script right there. That,
I have excellent handwriting unless my partner shows up right at game time, at which I'm forced to scribble a little more than I normally do.
At what point in history has that not happened?
Seriously, you did pretty good today. This is the earliest you've ever been late. Nice.
Another ground ball, shortstop Selby picks it up over the first base. 6-3 put out, out number two, two away here, bottom of the second inning. I'll be out in front, 1-0.
Tara, at shortstop is gold. You hit it to her, those hands are so soft. She's got a nice range, or throws around the mark. She's an anchor in the infield. And Lexi Van Polen off to a nice start tonight. Lex, 1-2-3 in the first, handled two of them on comebackers to the mound, and a strikeout for the other kid, and retired the first two in the second here.
A nice changeup to open things up. Lexi, she's tall, long reach, young, so her best days are still ahead of her, and she's left-handed. So that really puts together quite the package.
She's got a lot going for her. One of the nicest things, she throws a fastball, a jump, and a drop ball. The changeup she can throw on any count. So you get behind a kid and you can still throw a changeup for a strike is a powerful weapon.
0-2 pitch. There is a pitch just missed. Good choice there. Lady D's in their blue tops, blue shorts, white stripe on each side. Here comes the 1-2 pitch fouled off, and this inning will stay alive here. 1-2 count, 2-8, bottom of the second inning. Albie to one across, and they're the opening inning of the ball game. And holding on to the lead. Their time, Selby. Check that.
They're all taking their time.
Yeah, there's a little pop up, a little floater right back to the pitcher and right into the glove, and that will go 1-2-3. The Lady D's will come up here to the top of the third inning with a 1-0 lead. We'll be right back. Greg Parrish, Jason Summers, Lady D's softball. Don't go anywhere.
Having problems with your back, your neck, having headaches, feel like you just can't get around like you should? See Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center of Albia. He'll get you on a regimen to rehab your body and strengthen you so the problem doesn't become chronic. Friendly, courteous, caring, and professional. That's Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center at 909 South Clinton in Albia. Set up an appointment at 932-2939.
We'd like to thank those of you who are involved in agriculture. Ag people feed the world. But our farmers and ranchers don't always get appreciated for their dedication. It takes a lot of hard work to make crops grow, and it takes a lot of guts to put it all on the line and face conditions that are not always cooperative. We support agriculture by investing in it with loans for operations, equipment, and livestock. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Back to action here. Top of the third we go. Lady D's coming to the plate. And, Greg, why don't you set up this pitcher for the Trojans?
Pitching tonight for Fairfield is Haley Grunwald. Haley comes into the game with five starts. She's got a record of 4-1, 32 innings pitched and an ERA just over 4. 23 strikeouts in those 32 innings, only 4 walks. Pretty good control. A lot of change-ups. A lot of hitting corners. That's sort of been the Fairfield way for a long, long time.
Well, that's where they've been tonight. 0-2 here.
You see, we saw that last at-bat with Alexa Paris up there, and she got 3 change-ups in the at-bat, so they're not afraid to throw them.
Here's a liner up the middle. Oh, an outstanding catch by the shortstop. Back-to-back at-bats where really got nice rips on the ball, but give the credit to the Trojan defense, the shortstop making a lunging catch. Is that what it went in center field for a single?
Yep. From the treetops to which we broadcast up here, that looked like a line drive up the middle. A nice play by the shortstop.
Back to the top of the order we go. Go.
Tara Selvey in the box. Tara struck out last time. She had nice spring and early summer so far. She's hit the ball well.
0-1 pitch on its way. Here's a shot into left field. She grips it to the fence. That's going to go two bases, and she'll round second and take a look as that was a shot. Line drive shot. Two hop the fence out at the 180 mark down the left field line, and that was she was all over that one. She was like Bill Casebolt on that bowl of onions you were talking about.
After a little bit, you start looking for those change-ups. You know, it's one thing when you throw one to a kid or you know, it's hard to time it then, but you start throwing 2-3 to kids, and they start laying back on that stuff. And even a changeup, as dangerous a weapon is, you still have to locate it. And you leave a changeup up, these kids are going to hit it hard.
Sydney Weldon at the plate, left-handed batter. She scored the run for the Lady D's in that top half of the first after a double. She's got a teammate in scoring position now with Tara Selvey down at second. You know, Greg, talked to you before we went on the air that it appeared that we struggled early on hitting-wise, but the last four ball games, apparently the bats have come to life.
We scuffled just a little bit in Centerville last night, scored 2 runs in the first, and a great play by a second baseman stopped 2 more. It would have been 4-0 Albion, maybe a different outcome last night. We wound up losing 8-2, but in 4 games before that, we scored 17, 12, 11, and 10 runs, so they should have some confidence coming into tonight.
Well, they've been hitting the ball, you know. If you looked up and down there, there's a couple of strikeouts, but some really good at-bats, even on the outs.
Well, this is a Fairfield team. They're not conference, but they're not a stranger. We play them in fall. We play them in spring ball. So almost all the kids play those two leagues, and they know them.
There's a little blooper on the infield. The short stop over there for out number 2.
A nice little fastball got in her kitchen a little bit. You got in off the hands on that one. Sid's a low ball hitter. She can hit that low ball a long, long ways. You get it up a little bit or in a little bit. And as with most kids, there's a little struggle there.
Kelly Baker comes to the plate.
Solid single to left last time. Hard ball left.
Boy, Kelly's having a great senior year. And, you know, as you mentioned earlier, particularly on the mound, I just hate to say surprised about an individual because that means that you didn't think they were very good. But surprised in a very positive way senior year.
We'll get a chance to talk a little bit about Bake's pitching. They're a doubleheader tonight, and I would assume Lexi takes the first one and Bake will take the second one. So we'll get a chance to talk about her a little bit, but she has come a long ways with her pitching.
Here's a shot right back, another hard hit right up the middle. This time the pitcher comes up with it, And that'll be a 1-3 put out, out number three. And Lady D's will leave one on after a double by Tara Selvey. Ladies can't get her in. So we'll go to the bottom half of the third inning. I'll be out in front 1-0. When we come back, back Lady D softball. Don't go anywhere.
Hawkeye Lumber says now, 40% off everything in our store except plywood and lumber. Here's your chance to save on hundreds of items at 40% off. There is still a great selection of items for your building needs. Don't delay. Come in today. Remember now, 40% off everything in the store except plywood and lumber. Don't miss this going out of business sale. That's Hawkeye Lumber, Highway 23 South in Oskaloosa.
With the tenacity of a bear, they'll give their all to help protect your family with a big, cozy bundle that saves you money on insurance. In fact, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent can help you save money and time when you combine your home and car insurance in a single policy. If you add life insurance, you could save up to 5% more. Want to save money and keep your insurance simple? Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today.
In Albia, that's Brad Witt. Call him at 641-932-7873.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Moving right along here. Bottom of the third we go. Trojans and the Lady D's going at it. Albie out in front 1-0 here. Allie
Deo, I would say. Designated player hitting 222 on the air.
Lexi, 1-1 on the count here. Hand pulling, rolling the ball around, and here comes the next offering. Let's pitch upstairs. You know, Greg, they brought the mound in. I think it was last year. Have you been able to really notice the change? It's kind of like the boys at the bats. You know, they changed the bats this year. We are seeing a difference in the hitting.
Yeah, they actually moved the mound back a couple of feet. I know what you meant. We saw it instantly, and maybe not so much a discernible difference from one game to the next. Full count on Deo. What we saw was you don't see the dominant pitcher striking out 17 kids anymore. The 1-0 ball games are a thing of the past. You know, teams are playing 8-6 ball games and 12-8 ball games, and it's a lot more fun to watch for me.
Ah, there's a big old changeup.
Strike three for Deo. Second strikeout for Lexi.
That's that changeup you're talking about. Boy, that's hard to hold back.
Well, hard to hold back, hard to watch for, too. That was a 3-2 count, and most times at a high school level, you're going to get a fastball right down the middle of 3-2. You can throw a changeup, it's dangerous.
McKenna Ledger, here's a one hopper to the second baseman. Bossard comes up with it, throws it over to first base, out number two. Moving right along here in the bottom of the third inning. I'll be out front 1-0. Got a doubleheader in store for you tonight, so we're going to be with you all night long. But the rate that these games move compared to baseball, it could be a shorter night than last night. Lexi Van Pullen on the mound. Tall left-handed hurler gives it a shot, leaves it on the outside corner, ball one.
Really nice start for Lexi. It'll be good for her confidence tonight, too. Eight up and eight down so far. Nothing really out of the infield.
Comes her 1-0 offering, and there's a little soft roller right to second base, picked up by Bossard. She'll soft toss it over to her teammate Baker for the third out of the inning. 1-2-3 once again goes the Trojans, and nine straight batters retired by Lexi Van Pullen, and Lady D's off to an excellent start here as we go to the top of the fourth. That'll be a one. Lady D's out in front. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lady D Softball.
The world of farming is changing. Will you be ready? The demands on agriculture keep growing. Your challenge is to continue to keep pace. To be successful, you'll need equipment that can get the most out of every inch of land, innovations that help you work faster, and advice from people who know your field as well as they know their equipment. Case IH can help you be ready. See your Case IH dealer, Titan Machinery, at 2350 Highway 23, Oskaloosa today, or call 673-7102.
Hey, well, all right. Siri, here we go.
Are you thinking of having an auction? Reed Auction Company can help you with real estate, farm machinery, construction equipment, fundraisers, benefits, commercial liquidation, or an estate auction. Give the team of auctioneers at Reed Auction Company of Elbia and Atumwa a call at 777-8348 for Ryan Reed or Mark Bettis at 799-1854. They will treat you with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. That's Reed Auction Company.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Van Poel to lead things off here. Top of the fourth inning we go. Albia out in front 1-0. They're trying to keep this lead. Here's a shot towards short. Picked up by the shortstop over the first four. The first down of the inning. But Lady D's are putting the ball in play. And that puts the pressure on the defense, and good things can happen when you constantly put the pressure on the other guy.
Well, and the thing that looks good and sounds good is we've hit the ball pretty solid.
Yeah.
You know, contrast that with the Fairfield at bats that they've had a hard time squaring Lexi up. So sounds like good things tonight, you would hope.
Alex Casebolt at the plate. Alex, one of those seniors we talked about. Part of all those teams that you guys have taken all over the country.
Yeah. Game Ooh. Starts to get a little feel as we watch the count even at 1-1. Feel a little bit like last night. We scored two in the first at Centerville and then couldn't score again. And led for a long time, and Centerville came back and beat us late. So nice to tack on a few more.
Casebolt gets underneath this one. High pop fly, dead center, and that'll be gobbled up by the center fielder. Got underneath that one a little bit, but got a lot of ball. And that's, that's a good sign. But sometimes you can get a lot of ball and still never have the ball dropped into the gaps.
Yeah, I don't think the ball carries particularly well here. You get a little wind off the lake, and I just don't think the ball's going to carry very much. Wow.
Here's a ground ball to short, or the third, and that will be out number three, a 5-3 put out. Cheyenne put off, grounds out, another hard hit ball to the third baseman. But Albie goes down 1-2-3, and we're going to roll right along here. This is not a marathon. This is a sprint, by the way. We'll come right back here. Greg Parrish, Jason Summers, more doubleheader action right here. Lady D's and the Trojans going at it. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Amber.
And this is Zeke Murphy with Albia Schools, here with this public service announcement on behalf of all the schools in the South Central Conference. Bullying is a heartbreaking problem. It is defined as aggressive behavior that is persistent, intentional, and involves the imbalance of power or strength.
And now, bullying has followed teens online. Cyberbullying is a modern twist on traditional bullying. Cyberbullying uses the internet, cell phones, and other devices to send or post texts or images intended to hurt or embarrass another person. Cyberbullying includes such things as sending malicious emails, spreading rumors or threats, and posting embarrassing or intimate photos of a person, sometimes even altered, without their permission. And what lives in cyberspace can never fully be erased.
So, let's all work together to stop bullying at school, during summer break, and online. A message from the South Central Conference Schools and KIIC.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Eight straight batters retired by Alexi Van Poelen. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Van Poelen out here, out in front, 0-1. Here's a shot up the middle, and I put the old jinx on that one.
Base hit back up the middle on a changeup. That was a good location. She's got good wood on it. That's a good hitter. You know, Marissa Rep hitting 432 on the year, knows how to hit.
Pretty good hitter. And broadcasters should learn. Just keep your mouth shut, and you can't be blamed for the putting on the jinx.
Yep, did want to tell folks, just in case they happen to be listening out there and do follow Lady D's softball, that Anna Riley, our normal second baseman, our usual second baseman, not feeling too well. And there's a bunt for a foul from Katie Anderson. We'll restart it, but apparently not feeling too well tonight. So Tegan Bossert getting the call at second base, and Tegan can certainly handle that. Plays a lot of shortstop for the JV and good glove.
Made two nice plays right out of the gate, so she's more than capable. Another bunt attempt probably to come here.
Yeah, playing a little small ball. It's pretty typical in high school softball. You play for a run. You don't get 3-4 run innings very often.
You know, that's one of the things I wondered if, we would see a change in the style of play from, you know, when they moved the mound back, if that would actually change the style of play. And I don't think it's changed some, but you've seen a lot more softball. I know there's a pop-up, goes foul, Emma Dineen goes after it.
Well, AM's always dirty. Flat-out dive, just missed that ball. You really haven't seen a lot of change from the traditional coaches. What you see with us with Coach Chance is just a little different way of thinking. He's obviously got a baseball background and traditionally been a little more playing for the bigger inning. But this year I have noticed we got some kids that can put the ball down. We played a little more bunt, a little more run, some button run.
Here's a changeup upstairs, stays high. Ball number two and two the count.
I think sometimes that's just a little more playing with the personnel that you have. Yeah. Last year with Leah in the lineup, you get a kid or two on front, or you did play for a big inning. We don't have that bat in our lineup this year.
Van Pullen spins it around, a little pop-up on the infield. Selvey right there to gobble it up for out number one. Good job of, when you can pitch, when you have a guy or a lady up there bunting, placing the pitch, making it difficult for him to bunt. That's what she did those first two bunt attempts, and we get the out of it. So one away here, bottom of the fourth inning. Ladies out in front, 1-0. On the road at Fairfield tonight, Greg Parrish joining me up here in the broadcast booth. And it's nice to be back here at the old ballpark on the small ball.
It's first time in Fairfield, right, at this ballpark?
At this particular ballpark, yes.
Yep.
Took me a while to get here.
Got any Lady D's fans out there? They might want to come by. They're probably be discounting the hot dogs pretty quick.
Well, it's a double hitter. We're still a little early, bud. So,
that's true. People getting off work. There was a traffic jam on the interstate coming in.
Here's a ground ball. Selvey with it short over the second for the force out. Nice. Out number two. Boy, that is that senior confidence. She, a lot of players would have stuttered a little bit to try to make that play because you can feel the pressure coming on with the runner.
Yep.
Tara took her time and knew she had the time and made the play.
Yeah.
And she made it look easy.
Yeah, I don't know if it has an impact. It's just a couple of feet from the mound, but it just seemed kids getting a better jump off first base. And I don't know if kids traditionally cheat just a little bit because it's hard to call, but with a lot of bang-bang calls at second base this year. There was no bobble there. There was no hesitation, and that kid was sliding in right on top of Teg as she took the force out at second.
Well, those extra feet that we talked about changing the batting, but also allowed the runner to have an extra fraction of a step. Which here's a shot into left field, and right there to make the catch.
Mackenzie Griffin,
and Albia does give up a hit. Van Pullen gives up a hit, but the Lady D's shut him down after that one hit. And we'll go to the top of the fifth inning. I'll be holding on to a 1-0 lead when we come back. Back to more Lady softball after this timeout.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give them a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms that fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit, Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Take to lead things off here at top of the fifth inning. We go. Albia with a 1-0 lead. Greg Parrish, Jason Summers bringing this doubleheader tonight. That's right. You can just keep it locked in right here, and we'll bring you all this softball action. And it does move fast, so your ears are going to have to be ready to go.
Top of the fifth as Tegan Bossard steps in, and, boy, you like to pick up another run or two. That 1-0 lead puts a lot of pressure on your defense.
Tegan, boy, you just a young player, but really athletic. She's has the makings to be
pretty good playing time at the varsity level this year too. And you're right, Teg's athletic and looks to be the heir apparent at shortstop for Tara next year.
Foul ball, fouled out. The play, 0-2 the count here.
Well, Teg's got one swing, too, and it's hard. if she hits it, it's going to go. Sometimes even with a grunt to go with it, it's kind of like your golf game.
And fouls it off, stays alive. Been getting much golf in, buddy?
I've been out 3-4 times. It's ugly, brother. If anybody out there wants to take me golfing, though, just call the radio station and let me know. I'll make you feel good about your game.
That's the only reason I get invited to go is because I make them look good. Huh? Oh, there's a pitch that just missed. Rudy, I think, is in the set. You don't want to go with if you're insecure about your golf
Rudy
game because he can play it.
Rudy can play a little bit. 1-2 count, you'd almost feel a changeup coming here. They'd love to hit that outside corner and follow it up with a changeup. Goes fastball up and in, 2-2.
Tegan's done a good job of working the count here. 2-2 here. Albie out in front, 1-0. Top of the fifth inning, nobody out. Here's a swing and a miss. This one she swings through, and that is strike number 3.
It's another, as Alexa Paris steps in, another reason not to give up on your Lady D's this year despite the 4-7 record is we traditionally play a very, very tough schedule. We've done that again this year. We played Carlisle number 1 and 3A and Woodward Granger number 8 and 2A and Pella, good Centerville team.
Here's a ground ball to second, and that'll be out number 2. But again, putting the ball in play hard. 4-3 put out.
Comes the catcher, Emma Dean.
That'll bring up Emma Dineen. Emma's one of those players last year. You see her really growing in and maturing. Yep. And, that you can go into that next year, and you got to continue to develop, and looks like she's doing that.
Tough kid, too. Tough behind the plate. You got a lot of the makeup you love to see in a catcher. So I remember the first time I ever saw Emma Dineen play was a 10- to 12-year-old league, and she was in Blakesburg and took a big old bloody lip, and most kids go crying to mama, and Emma wiped it off, put the mask back on, said, let's play. Tough kid.
Good ball. Shot in the left field, and that'll get over the left fielder's head. Dineen on her way to second base, and she'll stay right there. A double by Dineen. Let's see if a two-out rally can get started here. That's a great way to get a chance for your top hitter to come to the plate.
Em's had two real good at-bats tonight. The line drive up the middle, the shortstop made an outstanding play on, and that one burned the left fielder. That was solid. Brianna Ross going to run for Emma.
Emma coming in, and the dugout right below us, the big old smile she had on her face, she got all that one.
Boy, Emma, and I think to some degree they want Emma concentrating on defense and gives her some time to transition back and forth plate to the dugout, and so why she might not be swinging. But with those two swings she's had tonight, she's going to earn some playing time. This is an offense that, quite frankly, has needed some extra punch at the bottom of the order, and if Em can provide it, she'll get a chance.
She comes through there with the double. Tara Selvey at the plate here. Selvey with a chance to give our team a little cushion here, a little insurance. 1-0 Albie out in front. Top of the fifth inning. Here comes his offering. Just missed. At this angle.
Interesting angle. We're down the first baseline, and you can't quite see the plate, and first base is kind of blocked, and you can't see center field or right field. But other than that, it's a good view. You kind of got to lean out over the box and the edge, and one of us might go splattering onto the field here pretty quick. If I go, buddy, grab me by the ankles.
I want you to go to first and then have something to land on.
Yep.
Here comes a 2-1 upstairs. That'll move it to 3-1.
Tara, very, very, very patient hitter. Very patient hitter, and you're right on 3-1. Even with a base open, you may see a changeup here. Tara's excellent hitting changeup. Keeps her weight back, her hands back. Should get a good swing here.
Here comes the 3-1 offering. Down low, and that'll be a base on balls.
Yep, pick your poison. You get Sydney Weldon, who's hitting the ball well as well.
Sydney, 1-for-2 tonight. She scored in the first inning after a one-out double.
Center fielder Sydney Weldon.
A little pop out to shortstop her second time up.
Boy, an opportunity right here.
And a good speed on the bases. B. Ross at second base got nice wheels, and if Sid can hit something in the gap again, you got to believe Tara will score from first. Good wheels on the bases.
Well, Greg, you're coaching some of the younger girls. How's the future looking softball-wise?
We got bad coaching, buddy. I gave up 29 runs the other day in a four-inning game. It's really hard to tell, Jace, because so many kids either don't play the Little League stuff anymore, they're off playing ASA, or they're not playing at all. The pitching bothers me. Pitching scares me about what's coming besides Lexi. You know, I'm hoping there's a kid out there that I'm just not tracking at the 12, 13, 14-year-old range. But
it's been kind of a pattern where we've had a pitcher about every 4 years that we kind of stayed the go-to person for 4 years.
Lexi stays healthy. He's got a chance to be an outstanding pitcher, but you always like to have a little depth of that position too.
3-0 here on Weldon. And
the nice thing about it, little kids grow up to be big kids, and if there's somebody out there with some passion or pitching, boy, what a difference a year makes too.
Here's a pitch, and that misses another for one. Ball four. So that'll load the bases for Kelly Baker. The senior will step in. And Baker having a good year at the plate, 364 at the plate, and looks like she's got 9 RBIs, so she's leading the team with RBIs as well.
Hit the ball hard tonight twice, too. Had the base hit to left that scored the first run of the ball game, the only run of the ball game to this point, and then hard back to the pitcher.
Having a little conference out the mound. And, you know, this is a tight place for a pitcher to be in with bases loaded, and you got Kelly Baker's in the three spots, typically the top hitter on the team, and rightfully so. Kelly Baker, 364 batting average.
Yeah. And Grunwald doesn't throw hard, so you would hope you get a good swing here. What you got to be is patient. Sometimes that ball comes in, looks huge, and it's not the pitch you should be swinging at either. So,
well, you want to, and this is what a senior and a player like Kelly Baker wants. They want to be in these positions. They want to make things happen, and sometimes that. Gets us to do things that because we're wanting to make something happen. But Kelly has got the experience. She's at the plate, and here's the opportunity. Pitch upstairs, ball one. And here's a throw down to first, and whoo, Sig got off a little extra.
Just makes the heart go pitter-patter sometimes. Sid, an extra big lead, getting a jump off first, and they threw in behind her, and with a big stride, able to get back in.
Here comes the 1-0 offering. Here's a shot towards second base, and the second baseman gobbles it up, tosses it over the short for the force out. Out number three. The Lady D's leave the bases loaded, and opportunity stranded there, but we're going to go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. The Lady D's still out in front, 1-0. When we come back to Lady D softball.
Breaking news coming from Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa, where they have 20-inch by 20-inch carpet tiles, regularly $2.19 a square foot, now just 99 cents a square foot. And ceramic tiles, regularly $2.29 a square foot in two colors, now less than a dollar at 89 cents a square foot. Get that flooring project done with these great breaking news clearance price specials at Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa. We'll keep you posted for more news coming from Southern Iowa's largest floor store, Modern Floor.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. Here is Southern Iowa's sports leader.
One nothing, Lady D's. Bottom of the fifth, we go. And who's leading us off here?
I don't know. My book's all screwed up. It's this kid.
Is it Roberts?
It is Roberts. 1, 2, 3.
Sydney Roberts at the plate.
Yep.
Burnett. That's got it right. You got it right, Captain. Only one batter has reached base tonight. Lexi Van Pullen has been spot on. She finds herself here down 2-0 in the count. Van Pullen, the tall left-handed young pitcher, rolls it around, sends it home. Here's a shot up the middle.
Nice.
Bossard right there, backhands it over to first, and Baker drops the throw over to first.
Really nice stop by Teg, a little step to the right and a backhanded catch. Really nice play, a simple little toss to Bake, and Bake just was trying to stride out for the ball, didn't really have to, and hit off the heel of her glove, and we dropped it.
That is not common, but we will deal with it regardless. 1-0 here. Albie out in front. Here's a bunt attempt.
Yep, playing small ball. Gridley, the left fielder, popped down to the pitcher last time.
That's the only mistake we've made tonight. That's pretty darn good softball here.
Pretty good when we catch the ball.
0-1 count. Runner at first. Squares the bunt. Fouls this one off. So both times that the Trojans have squared around a bunt, they haven't been able to get it done. You can hear Coach Chance through the mics, I'm sure. Everyone's got to get to a spot.
Really good rotation. Everybody on a bunt play's got somewhere to go, something to back up, somewhere to cover, an empty base to get to.
Here's a changeup upstairs. Like that. That's a smart pitching right there. You know you're ahead in the count. And you're going to try to bunt, throw it some upstairs, and make them have to chase something that can pop up.
Yeah, probably not looking for a bunt on the two-strike pitch, but you try to move it up, move it down. There's the changeup to come afterwards.
Tegan Bossard right there. Tegan doing a good job in filling in for Anna Riley, who's not feeling well tonight.
Teg covered some ground on that. A little pop right behind the pitcher, and you didn't know if Tara was going to get there or Teg was going to get there. I think either one could have made the play, but Teg, a real nice aggressive move on it. Good to see.
Yeah, you know what? For a young player to come out there and be aggressive, not wait for someone else to make the play, that's encouraging. Yep.
Sally Deo in the box, struck out her first time, hitting 222 on the year. He'd like to pick this out of and get Bake out of the little jam we got.
0-1 count here, one away. Bottom of the fifth inning, ladies, we lead 1-0. Here's a pitch that just misses. Albia has hit the ball pretty solid tonight. Left the bases stranded, though, in the top half of the fifth inning, and I'm sure they'd like to have that back. Here comes the next offering. Runners going. Here's a pop out to the third baseman, Case Boldo. A 5-3 double play. What a nice job Case Bolt reached up there, grabbed that one in. The runner was going. There was no return, and Kelly Baker reached out, stretched out, grabbed that one for out number three. And the Lady D's shut them down 1-2-3 here in the bottom half of the fifth. Top of the sixth we go. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lady D's Softball. 1-0 Lady D's when we come back.
When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Right now, you can get a $50 rebate when you purchase the Hoyt Rampage or Rampage XT. Get yours at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, 932-2422.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced, caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Van Pullen to lead things off here, top of the sixth inning. Albia with a 1-0 lead. Van Pullen with the chance to help herself here. And Greg, she's had a great job on the mound tonight, and a great W to pick up here for Lady D's.
We'll call her crafty on the mound tonight. She's done a nice job mixing a fastball and an outstanding changeup tonight. Really kept them off balance. 2-0 count. Love to see her get on to start this sixth inning. We need another run, buddy.
Here comes the next offering. There's a shot. She ripped the cover off that one straight into center field. No doubt about that one. We have hit the ball pretty solid. Yep. And sometimes you just hit it where they is.
Yep. Albia's fifth hit of the night, but you're right. We put the ball in play. Like to put a couple of those together. See if Coach plays a little small ball here. Cheyenne put off on deck, and Cheyenne's been swinging as hot a bat as anybody.
Case Bull at the plate. Alex made a great catch over third base and followed it through with the double play. Here's a bunt attempt that's fouled off. The Trojans are unable to lay down the bunt. Yep. Their two attempts.
We don't ask Alex to bunt very much. A little uncomfortable looking on that one, kind of jabbed at it. And if there's any little kids out there, which I'm sure there are thousands, you just want to kind of catch it.
And there's a miss on the bunt.
Yep.
You know, bunting is a tough thing to do, and it's not fundamentally taught in baseball particularly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I see a lot of baseball where you just don't, you know, yep. the coaches don't spend a lot of time with
it. I think softball's the same way. It's tough to teach at the little kid level.
Yep. Here's Case Bolt. She gets under this one, drives it towards the dugout and out of play.
Well, the nice thing about not getting that bunt down is she's seen a couple of pitches. Yep. She's seen her a couple of times tonight. Case, a good hitter. Should get a good swing, just like everybody else has here. Just got a good feeling about this one. Sometimes you don't get the bunt down, you get rewarded for it.
Yep. Let's see if Alex can come through here. Got quick hands. Here comes the pitch. Change up that stays upstairs. That's ball number one. You know, I used to take into my batting practice before the games, we would always bunt. And, you know, it's always nice to be able to bunt, but it lets the player, the batter, see the ball. It really makes them focus on seeing the ball. And here's a little blooper. Slow roller towards the shortstop, and that will work as good of as a bunt, and that'll move Van Pullen down to second base. So Alex gets the job done, advances the runner down to second. And Albia with a 1-0 lead. Sure like to get Van Pullen in and give some assurance to this first game.
A good jump by Lexi and ran hard to second base. That's what we talk about, a little squibber there to the shortstop and no time to get that force out at second. Had to take the force out at first. And let's go see if we can pick the second up with Cheyenne Putoff in the box.
Here comes the offering. Here's a little looper to the second baseman. She'll gobble up, throw it over the first for out number two. Now that puts Van Pullen just 60 feet away. Pass ball, and all things can happen.
I think Shy would tell you that she'd like to have that swing back. Yeah. She's sort of feeling for that ball. It looked like it was on the outside corner, and a little sort of a half swing to the second baseman. Shy's got some really good power, and on a first pitch to a batter, you'd like to see him taking a rip as opposed to feeling for the ball.
Tegan Bossard will stand in. Bossard, 158 on the season. Limited plate appearances, but really fine-looking young player. See if she can come through here. All the ladies have been able to put the ball into play and pretty solid. Here's a foul ball that rolls off to the Fairfield dugout. 1-0 Lady D's. They scored in the opening inning, and that's the only run to come across tonight for either team. It's our first game of our doubleheader, and all doubleheaders, six innings is the official game. Here comes the next offering. Here's a shot into right field. It's a well-hit ball, sending the right fielder back at the warning track for out number three. Mm. But Tegan Bossard put a charge in it, and it was well played by the right fielder for the third out of the inning. We're going to go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Last at bat for the Trojans, we hope, because if Albia can hold on here, we'll get the win in this opening of our doubleheader. Albia out in front, 1-0 when we come back, the sixth and final inning.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
My new coworkers at Barker Implement told me deer season would be the perfect time to start my new job. They knew that John Deere hay equipment would be flying out the door, and I would have to learn the ropes at a rapid pace. This is Sue, and you see, deer season allows our customers to save top dollar and offers interest rates as low as they can get on John Deere mower conditioners, balers, and rakes. And you can learn more about these limited time specials at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Bottom of the sixth we go, and I got to put my softball hat on tonight. I've been thinking baseball, and the rules in baseball is that they play six innings of the doubleheaders, but Greg, being the kind person you are, here's a ground ball to short over the first for out number one here as Selvey gobbled that one. But, Greg, you know, you were kind, not correcting me on the air.
I grew up listening to Harry Carey on the radio, and if I corrected every error I ever heard, that's all we would do, buddy. You returned the favors many times. I introduced Mackenzie Griffin as Mackenzie Wynn earlier in the ballgame, and you didn't say a word. So my apologies out to Kenz's family.
The only difference there is that my eyesight's gotten so bad that I couldn't tell the difference, Coach. One away here, bottom of the sixth inning.
Top of the order back up for Fairfield. Nobody has reached second base tonight off Lexi Van Polen.
Well, there's a bunt attempt and
pulls it back.
Yep.
1-1 count on the Fairfield leadoff hitter, who's hit back to the pitcher and singled tonight. Had the only hit of the game.
By Weldon. She'll get right into Selvey. Only the second hit of the night.
And she's got both of them.
Yep. Boy, 432 on the season. That's
no surprise,
she's doing
huh?
something.
Interesting to see if you see the bunt here with an out. I would suspect you would. A 212 hitter in the box and Katie Anderson. Runner at first. Fairfield needing a run.
Oh, here's a changeup inside.
No bunt attempt. A little get off my plate message, yeah. Maybe.
Van Pullen gets back on the rubber, spins the ball around, sends it home. Here's a little pop up into foul territory. Baker giving chase. Nearly got a hold of that. She'll greet the fence. A great hustle there by the senior.
Good hustle by Baker.
Kelly just about come up with a miraculous catch there. 1-1 count here on the batter. Runner at first, one away. Bottom of the sixth inning, Albie out in front 1-0. Van Pullen step off as the batter stepped out of the box. Reset, and we'll go again here. Here comes a 1-1 offering. This one upstairs. And Deneen right out of the stance to throw it. Looked like maybe the runner might be going. Last inning, they sent the runner and led the play. The pitch inside.
It's an important pitch in this ball game right here. It's 3-1 on a 2-12 hitter with 3 and 4 hitters coming. You don't want to send this kid down to second base with your 3 and 4 hitters coming.
Here's a pop-up, and it goes out of play.
Good pitch by Lex.
Now, yeah.
If the last pitch was important, this one's equally as important.
Well, this is a great learning moment right here. You know, you can sense the intensity of the ball game. A full count.
Crowd's on the edge of its seats. 2, 3, 4, 5 of them.
Oh, there's a changeup in the dirt. That will be a base on balls. Got to regather, regroup.
No, I'd not
Coach
being.
Chance is going to go talk to her. That's a good call right there. You know.
Yep. Set the stage. First time we've had a runner at second. It's you don't mean to be critical. It's easy to sit up here and second guess, but the change up to a 212 hitter on a cleanup count. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't throw the fastball for a strike either. But
that's one of the things that, you know. You look out there, Lexi. She's tall. She looks more mature than what she is. She's just a freshman, and that's a moment right there she'll learn from.
Yeah, and she's got a lot of softball under her, too. Yeah. She may be a freshman in high school years, but she's played a lot of ASA softball, got a lot of experience this year, got some last year even.
Well, here we find ourselves 1-0 Albia. Bottom of the sixth inning, one away. Runners at first and second, and the number three hitter at the plate.
It's Mackenzie McClure, the shortstop, hitting 452 on the year, so that gets your attention real quick. Outfield not playing terribly deep on her. She's not a big kid. A little lefty, almost looks like she's got a little more slap in her than pop. This is not a powerful Fairfield team. They've got one home run on the year is all. Good hitting team, though, especially at the top of their order.
You got 452 and a 430 batting average and your top four batters, you've got something going.
There's the left-handers game. They're trying to run out of the box and bunt at the same time and put some pressure on the defense. You see a lot of that still in softball if you've got the gifts of those little left-handers. A lot of slap hitters still around, a lot of bunters.
Van Pullen on the rubber. 1-1 count here. One away. Runners at first and second. Albie out in front 1-0. It's a pitch right across the strike, or the right across the heart of the plate there. Strike two.
Yeah, that outfield is so shallow that unless she splits a gap or burns somebody, they're going to have a tough time scoring that kid from second on a base hit.
Here Here comes the 1-2. Change up, ground ball to second. Bosser gobbles it up over the first for the second out of the inning. You can almost work around this batter if you had to.
Yep.
Mark Felderman just sent me a text. He said, you guys sound great.
Thanks. Needs speaker.
Second and third, and for the first time tonight, we have a 1-0 lead, bottom of the sixth inning. Boy, nice stop there by Nadine.
Yep. Little change up in the dirt, and you would expect that he would be very, very careful with a cleanup hitter.
Yep. Try to work around this. And
Madison Roberts hitting 355 on the year. He's got their only home run. There's a letter high fastball. She fouls straight back, though. Boy, don't want to see that one again. 2 outs in this game. Bottom of the scene out. Get up.
Stairs. And the count will move to 2-1. That pitch the last time.
Hey, I expected to see Emma hanging out in the batter's box, yeah. But they're pitching this kid inside, and coach might know something. Ooh. I don't know. Which is very possible.
Strike
two.
Wow.
Nice pitch on the outside corner.
That was a fastball that painted the corner.
And Emma was set up on the inside corner, and they threw it on the outside corner. That may have been by design.
Here comes the 2-2 offering. A changeup. Swings right through it. Strike three. How about that, Alexi Van Pullen? That'll put some confidence on your resume. Van Pullen gets the strikeout, and we'll go to the top of the seventh inning. Albie with a 1-0 lead, and boy, that will build some confidence, and she'll bank that one for the future. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere more, Lady Softball, when we return.
Hi, this is Hannah Sunquist and
Spencer Vance Rock
from Sheraton High School, here with this public service announcement on behalf of all the schools in the South Central Conference. Bullying is a heartbreaking problem. It is defined as aggressive behavior that is persistent, intentional, and involves an imbalance of powers or strength.
And now bullying has followed teens online. Cyberbullying is a modern twist on traditional bullying. Cyberbullying uses the internet, cell phones, or other devices to send or post text or images intended to embarrass. Cyberbullying includes such things as sending malicious emails, spreading rumors or threats, and posting embarrassing or intimate photos of a person without the permission.
And what lives in cyberspace can never be fully erased.
Let's work together to stop bullying at schools, during summer break, and online. A message from the South Central Conference Schools and KIIC.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Top of the seventh inning, 1-0 lead. Lexi Van Pullen comes through with a big-time strikeout to end that bottom of the sixth inning. Greg, what a confidence builder that is for the freshman.
Yeah, she's had confidence in that changeup. I had the pleasure of coaching her in a little spring and fall ball, and she can literally throw that change up on any count. So no surprise there other than the fact they pitched to the cleanup hitter with the base open, but worked out nicely.
Alexa Paris at the plate. Boy, she's hit the ball solid both at bats. She'll hold off on a pitch on the outside corner, 1-0 the count.
And likely taken until she's got a strike. Allie's got probably the best bat and eye on the team, leads the team in walks. Always makes a pitcher work a little bit. And coach is looking for that first kid on before Emma Demeet, who's got two great swings tonight.
There's the ball. Up, called strike.
Yep.
1-1 the count. Now we go.
I think the umpires have done a nice job today. Yep. I get accused of crawling on the umpires once in a while, and rightfully so. But tonight they've done a very, very nice job.
There's a pitch that stays upstairs and outside. 2-1 the count. Again, Lady D's worked out of a jam there in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's a pitch outside. Mm. Ooh.
Wow.
Well, so much.
Wow.
I guess one pitch in an entire evening.
It's tough to see from up here. It looked like she was set up on the outside corner, and that ball took her outside by about 6 inches. But we're going to go back out there again. I don't blame them.
Here's a shot. Paris gets into it. Dead center field. That
ball's
floating over the head of the center fielder. Paris on her way to second base, and she'll have a stand-up double. She got into that one, Mr. Paris. And that's a great way to get your top of the seventh going.
Atta girl. Nice job of going with the ball. The ball's on the outside corner. She took it to right with a little bit of pop. Burned the center fielder.
I'm just glad we didn't have video going on because we're not in mid-season form yet. Did we give a high five here up in the press box? And I think we hit thumbs.
We hit thumbs, and my hand bounced off Jason's forehead and had to pick him up. We have a pinch runner for Alexa Paris.
Well, that's a huge hit for the Lady D's and for Alexa. You know, last year doing the broadcast, she was always really could see the ball.
Yep.
You know, barely get a strikeout, and that's what you wanted the batter.
And another one of your seniors, too, that steps up for you. Nice ball for Allie. Feel good for that kid.
Runner at second base, Albia with a chance here to give itself some cushion.
That's Brianna Ross, the runner out there, and a nice bunt. She might.
Oh. Boy, she put the pressure on the third baseman to have to make that throw.
Yep. Ball got past the pitcher, and the third baseman calm enough to pick it up and throw him out, but a beautiful bunt.
Emma Deneen laid down the beauty, nearly beat out the throw. Here we go.
And Brianna Ross advanced to third, of course, with Tara Selby, leadoff hitter up.
Wow.
It's exactly who you want in the box, your senior, your best hitter.
She's one for two tonight.
With the bottom of the order coming for Fairfield, 5, 6, and 7, Nick Dana sure would like to have a second one here. It would feel really, really big.
Here comes the first one. Outside, ball one. Had some runners tonight. We've hit the ball. Runner at third after the leadoff double by Paris. Here's a pitch down low. It's Tara Selvey, the senior, stands in. 2-0 the count, one away. Top of the seventh inning. I'll be out in front, 1-0.
To Otero, a very, very patient hitter. You would normally expect her to take a pitch here as a leadoff hitter. We'll see what she does with a chance to drive in a run, though.
Here's a shot. Gets it right between the third baseman and the shortstop. An RBI single for Selvey. And Albion now has a 2-0 lead here at the top of the seventh inning. Boy, she turned on that one and split the third baseman and the shortstop.
Really nice wrists on that one. Just turned on inside pitch and drove it. There was no movement from third base or shortstop. It was hit that hard. By him before they could move.
Weldon will stand in, left-handed batter.
Big second run, and not done with the 2-3-4 hitters coming and your best base runner on base as well.
Here's a swing and a miss. Sid swung through that one.
Sid's got a walk and a double tonight and two plate appearances.
She doubled and scored the first run of the game. Can't say the only one now.
Nope.
The ladies take advantage of the leadoff double by Paris.
2-0 feels good.
Oh, there's a little blooper in front of the mound. Weldon down to first, and she's going to get there safely as the ball went through the first baseman's glove. Tough play to make. Weldon had put the pressure on, but that was a full swing bunt.
It was a full swing bunt with Sid's wheels out of the left-handed batter's box. Was able to put a little pressure on him, and the throw was just a little bit high and glanced off the first baseman's glove. We got runners at first and second with just an out.
I would have asked to bring out first the tape measure for that. Had been a long ball for me. She got it out in front of the plate. Kelly Baker at the plate.
Look, got one of your wedge shots.
I haven't improved that much, Greg.
Oh, well, I was going to say your driver, but that would just been wrong. It'd been cruel. Kelly Baker in the box tonight had a nice night. Had a base hit with an RBI and has hit the ball square three times. Bakes feeling real good in the box.
Ooh, holds up on that one. 2-0 the count. Selvey at second. Weldon over at first. Alexa Paris led the seventh inning off with the double over the center fielder's head.
You say that as often as you want brother.
That's the sweet sound. Here's a pitch down low. Now Kelly will likely not get the green light here. 3-0 count.
Yep, got the take sign from coach. Yeah. And Bake's usually paying attention. She's a teenager after all. Yeah, she's allowed to miss one once in a while. But
I've been known to blink my eyes when the coach was giving the sign.
Yeah.
Kelly's not that way.
Fastball right down the middle for strike one, 3-1. Runners at first and second with an out. 2-0 Albia lead in the top of the seventh inning in Fairfield.
Got a double hitter, buddy. This first game, hour and 20 minutes.
Two for the price of one, brother.
There's a good at bat by Baker.
And she draws the walk. That'll load the bases for Lexi Van Polen. Lex hit the ball really hard last time up middle. probably as hot a hitter as we got in the box right now. It's a really nice setup for us.
She has a real chance to help herself here, and we're going to have a little conference on the mound once again.
Yep. Fairfield dressed in their black pants and white tops with their orange accessories.
Accessories.
Yep.
Even the catcher has orange straps on her black shin guards.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see Coach Dorpinghaus over here at first base. You know, I get, you know, I've been traveling baseball diamonds. Get away from Kel.
That girl big.
And haven't got to see him play, so it's nice to see old familiar faces.
Bomb.
Coach Hill right below us. He is the guardian of the dugout.
Coach Hill, not only that, but he is the official hander-outer, if there is such a term, of nicknames. Last night, nicknamed Tegan Bossard Teabag. Stuck immediately. Lexi Van Polen in the box with one out. Great chance to blow this one open.
Oh,
and
she does! And she splits the left fielder and the right fielder. And she's on her way to second base. Oh, my.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
Fairfield's probably thankful that that didn't run into somebody.
Wow.
Because
that was literally for our listeners, that was hit right at the second baseman who never had a chance to get her glove up. It was hit about 6 inches over her head, and she had no chance. It was smoked into right center. Two-run score. Baker advances to third. Lex is looking good, huh?
She is seeing the ball. I mean, she turned on that. Man, and she's hit the ball that way all night long.
Yeah. And Alex Casebold in the box with a chance to drive in the fifth run for the night. 4-0 Lady D's.
Pitch that paints the outside corner. One away here. Big inning for the Lady D's. A chance to keep it going.
3-run seventh, and we are not done. 0-1 pitch to Casebold.
Here's a shot.
That's going
to
get down.
Left center field. That drops out there. Left fielder comes up with it. She's going to throw it towards the plate, and Casebold wisely gets over to second base. A single and advance to second on the throw. And we got runners at second and third once again, and now Albie out in front 5-0.
Baker scored on that one. Van Polen stopping at third, but drew the throw all the way from the outfield to home plate, which allowed Casebold to go into second base. 5-0 Lady D's.
Really
hitting
like
is contagious, isn't it, brother?
And you really like to see this in your first game. It can help you build on it in the second. Here's a shot up the middle off the pitcher. Mm. And over the first for the out. But, boy, she smoked that one as well.
She hit that one and drove in a run. Lexi scored from third, and Case went on into third.
Case pulled over at third base. And that'll bring up Tegan Bossard.
Tegan Bossard, how about you hit around in the seventh inning, buddy?
Yeah,
that feels good.
Everyone's put the ball in play.
Yep. Like to see Teg pick that other one up as much for her confidence as anything else. Good ball player, good hitter. Just needs to get a little confidence. Sometimes that first hit you get, a bunch two in a row, something like that, you just start feeling completely different in that batter's box. You get comfortable, you see the ball better, ball looks twice its size.
Here's a little ground ball towards the shortstop. She'll pick it up, a long throw to first, a big reach by the first baseman, and that'll be out number three. But the Lady D's, they take advantage of some outstanding hitting and get five runs across. They'll take a 6-0 lead to the bottom of the seventh inning. When we come back to Lady D's softball. Don't go anywhere.
Reed Excavation Company has the equipment and experience for all your needs. Whether you're clearing a pasture of scrub trees and brush or dredging out a pond, Reed Excavating Company can dig your basement footings for your new home or addition. And when you're all done, they can grade your landscaping for your seeding. They can clean up that area of your property that has collected the debris of many years. They can haul up to 18 tons at a time. So call Reed Excavation Company at 641-777-2718.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal. We're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Bottom of the seventh inning. Albia with the 6-0 lead here. A 1-0 pitch to the tall first baseman. Yeah.
She played first base somewhere along the line.
And,
yep. Yep. She's playing center field tonight. Yeah. She's versatile.
Oh, that's the beauty of radio. They can't see whether or not you're accurate. Or
you cannot even see the sailboats on the lake, which is the one drawback. If you did not make the trip to Fairfield tonight to see the sailboats on the lake tonight.
They got the full mast out there, you know. So
there is a full mast. That girl, Lex. 2-2 count on the leadoff hitter. Lex trying to finish strong. It's really impressive outing for Lexi Van Polden tonight. Just giving up two hits. One of those kids was doubled off on a double play. Only one runner to second base tonight.
There's a ground ball to short. Picked up by Selvie Long. Throw to first. Stretched by Baker. Out number one.
This is a nice play by Tara. Had to move to her right a couple of steps. Bobbled it a little bit. But this year what I've noticed, she's got a much stronger arm. Able to throw that kid out by two steps.
You know, had to regather herself after grabbing the ball, but did not panic. And that's that maturity and this confidence in your arm as well.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a pitch on the inside corner. Strike one.
Yeah. Coach. A little lefty in the box.
Lefty on lefty. Showed bunt. Pulled back. That one stays upstairs. Ball one. Boy, you know, it's a lot easier to be out on that mound with a six-run lead
than it is trying to keep score up here in the box.
Here's a ground ball that goes foul. Right down the first baseline.
Nope. Bake almost had a glove on that one. It was about a foot foul, and nothing gets by her fair. Pretty subdued crowd now after a five-run seventh.
You know, I love the complex the tennis courts over here some of the best tennis courts around. Here comes the change up.
And that was
dirty. Man, that is not even fair.
That was dirty. Missed it by a foot.
Yeah, it had to be a crime. Wow. 0-2. Two outs here. Bottom of the seventh inning, 6-0 Albion.
Williams.
Van Polen has pitched a gem of a ball game. And she's done it, and she's helped herself out. At the plate, she has ripped the cover off the ball. Lexi takes the mound once again.
Yeah, just three base runners tonight. Had a walk and two base hits by the leadoff hitter. Pretty quiet night from the Fairfield offense. Lexi done a nice job keeping them off balance.
1-1 count here. Here comes the offering. A little ground ball back to Van Polen. Takes her time, scoops it up, throws it over the first, and that, my friends, will do it. Albia gets the first game, 6-0, the final score of game number one. But we got the nightcap in store for you as we look at them and see the white caps on the lake. They'll be starting to settle down, and we'll settle down for game number two when we come back. Greg Parrish, Jason Summers bringing all this lady action. We'll wrap up game number one when we return.
We'll be a lot better in the next one, we promise.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
Hey guys, this is Big T at Big T Auto Credit in Knoxville, Iowa. We have a great selection of pre-owned trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, we provide financing with affordable down payments and payday payments. We allow you to check each and every vehicle out before you buy. Big T Auto Credit offers buy here, pay here, and is located at 401 East Main Street in Knoxville. Come see us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're closed Wednesday and Sundays. Big T Auto Credit, two blocks east of Knoxville Square.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Right now, you can get a $50 rebate when you purchase the Hoyt Rampage or Rampage XT. Get yours at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, 932-2422.
Having problems with your back, your neck, having headaches, feel like you just can't get around like you should? See Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center of Albia. He'll get you on a regimen to rehab your body and strengthen you so the problem doesn't become chronic. Friendly, courteous, caring, and professional. That's Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center at 909 South Clinton in Albia. Set up an appointment at 932-2939.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Celebration's on here. Game number one in the books. The ladies get it done in convincing style, 6-0. And Greg, an outstanding job all the way around tonight by Alexi Van Pullen on the mound. I go back to that bottom of the sixth inning when she struck out that final batter and was really in a hole.
Yeah, that was a key place in this. You don't know what happens if that kid sticks something in a gap and you're down 2-1, your nerves get to you, but it didn't happen. She threw a great changeup to her, struck her out, left two runners on. That was the only threat from Fairfield tonight. Had three runners left on and just two hits tonight as Lexi Van Pullen shut them out over seven innings.
And then offensively, Abby got things going right out of the gate. They were putting the ball in play and solid with hitting the ball. Got the first run in, but then the next five innings really hit the ball well, just didn't hit it where they were instead of where they weren't.
Yeah, we had a lot in the infield tonight. We took some better swings in that seventh inning. Of course, you see a pitcher two times, you go through the third time. Sometimes you get a little bit better swings. You know what to expect. You got your timing down. Alexa Parra starting off with a double, burning the center fielder was huge for us just for that second run, but then they piled it on after that. We had five runs on four hits in that seventh inning, so a really productive inning. Good to see from them.
Well, we hope that that continues on here into the second game. We do have a doubleheader for you tonight. Greg, early in the season, the ladies struggled a little bit hitting the ball. Last four out of the five games, now make that five out of the last six games. Really have put together a nice hitting performance. This is a team that you get the surprise out of Kelly Baker. You see what Lexi can do, but you get the surprise out of Kelly Baker on the mound, and you start to develop some of the hitting around that pitching. Boy, you can really come together as a team.
Our pitching's fun, Jace. We talked a lot about Lexi, of course, in that first game. She doesn't throw hard. She throws hard enough, but she's got command of that changeup and a drop ball that makes her a lot of fun when she's on. She had some big wins for us last year. In this second game, it's going to be fun to watch Kelly Baker throw. Kel's sort of like the old country hardball kid, you know. She just rears back and throws it, throws a lot harder than Lex does, and her ball naturally moves. It makes it really tough on right-handers because that ball moves in on them on the inside corner and away from them on the outside corner. And she's developed a little changeup and a rise ball this year, and she's been dominant. And if there has been a surprise, it's been Bake. She held Carlisle, the number one team in 3A, to six runs. Over seven innings in the Centerville tournament, and that was sort of a little changing point for us. We knew we had some confidence coming. We had some pitching there. So,
well, the confidence was at the plate and on the mound in the first game. We'll see if we can't keep that rolling on through as we'll bring in the doubleheader of the second of our nightcap here in just a few minutes. But the Lady D's get it done on the first game, 6-0, your final score. We'll take a breather here. I think about 20 minutes, 30 minutes between games. We'll go back to some great country music, but you don't want to go anywhere. In the second game, how about we give away some stuff? Greg, we'll come up with something to give away. A little
my stuff or what?
Hey, well, you know, if you don't spill mustard on your shirt this time, someone...
I'm going to the hot dog stand,
the
baby.
The coveted mustard T-shirt that was. Maybe we'll have something like that in store for you as we continue to roll along. Keep us with you all night long. Lady D's get the first one, 6-0. We'll come back with the nightcap. When we come back, Lady D's softball. Don't go anywhere.